Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast. Today is the 16th of April 2023. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've had a great weekend. It certainly has been a great weekend here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. Plenty of sunshine, plenty of warm weather, and it's been great because we've been able to get out and tackle a lot of tasks, and I hope you have managed to do the same yourselves. Now, just to give you a bit of information with what I have been up to. Saturday, I spent a bit of time tidying up my rear garden. This seems like a task that I am always doing at the moment, and it's a task that, as much as I try, I never seem to be able to complete. I've said time and time again, I'm a very messy person, and I certainly find trying to tidy things up becomes very, very difficult. But I did manage to do quite a bit of tidying up. We're nearly there with the garden. And I even managed to get the balcony garden set up. Now, the balcony garden, as you know, is in front of my shed. And this was an area set up to replicate a balcony. And what I did last year is I had a load of shelves and herbs in plants and hanging baskets. Unfortunately, what I found is that I was just a bit too tight to squeeze inside when I was trying to work in there. So I've taken the shelf to the rear out. And what I've put in its place instead is a hanging sheet that has loads of pocket. This is a breathable fabric. I got this from Amazon. It wasn't much money, but you fill these little pockets up with plants or soil and plants, and it should create like this green wall. Now, I haven't actually put anything planted into it. I just set the material up to see how it would go for spacing. It looks pretty good, but I'm really excited to see how this new setup will work. Now, I also hoed through the vegetable beds, although in doing so, I managed to break my hoe handle. I don't know why. I think the wood was probably a little bit brittle. I perhaps haven't added enough linseed oil last year to try and get this in a decent state, but it was a bit brittle and it snapped as I was using it. Hoeing can be a pretty physical, demanding job, but it was in a bed that I would say the soil is pretty loose on now. It's had plenty of organic matter added to it. It's still usable, don't get me wrong. I think I will cut it off and use it as a smaller hand hoe, and I'm sure I've probably got more hoes in the shed somewhere that I can use in its place. Now, at the same time, I pulled out a new perennial hand spade. I bought this last week, and I'm testing it out. What I like, this is more of a diamond-shaped spade. So if you've got something hard to get out with some deep roots, I find that this perennial hand spade is very good at that. It chops through the roots quite nicely, particularly on things like blackberry runners. So I'm pretty happy with this. It's a hand tool. It's not a particularly big tool, but I'm pretty happy with it. And interesting to see how it goes on in the future. Now, today I have been down to the allotment. And basically all I did down on the allotment is mow the grass areas. And I used the grass, of course, for mulch. And I have been weeding out some of the beds. It was a beautiful day down on the allotment and working down there. It gave me a chance to check on a few of my plants as well while I was down there, all looking healthy and growing nicely. It's just still a little bit too early there to plant anything out. We had that storm come through during the week, and that has made me just hold off for a little bit longer, just for risk, or not wanting to risk any damage to my plants. I think it'll be pretty soon. We'll get some onions down in the allotment next weekend. I think we'll probably also get some of the brassicas going on down there as well. Now, over this weekend, I've also been sowing lots of seeds. And some of these seeds that I have been sowing include the radishes. And radishes are an incredibly easy seed to grow and sow and grow into radishes. I know some people aren't very keen on radishes. I personally think that homegrown radishes taste so much better. We actually sowed some white radishes a few weeks ago, and I used a multi-sown technique, Charles Dowden's multi-sown technique, which is where you sow 3 seeds in each plug, and then you grow those plugs and plant that plug out. And they went in the veggie pod. They provided us with quite a few radishes, which have been really, really tasty. But today I sowed a few of the radishes that have gone out in April's gift pack. These are really good radishes. You've got probably enough to see you through for a number of months, to be honest. What I recommend with radishes, you could do the multi-sown technique that I just recommended. That does work quite well. But what I've done is I've just sown a row of radishes. Actually, I've sown a row of radishes in a veggie pod and a row of radishes in the ground. Try and get them thinly, but that's easier said than done, I know. But I haven't used all the radishes that I have supplied this month. Only a few. In a few more weeks, we will sow more. A bit like the lettuces, just each week we sow a few more. They will grow quite quickly. They will germinate pretty quickly, within 7 to 14 days, depending on weather. But we can be harvesting these in as little as 6 weeks, again, depending on weather. But what I recommend is that when they germinate, keep a close eye on them, thin them out as they grow. You do need to do this quite regularly. You can eat the thinnings, so don't be put off by that. But I do find if you don't thin them out, they do become very congested and they don't grow as well. So almost on a daily basis, go out and check on your radishes once they are growing and thin them out. What I like to do is about a centimetre between each plant to start off with, gradually growing on to 2 centimetres. And what I mean by that is as the radishes grow and you pick them out to 1 centimetre, they soon fill up that space. As you give them more and more room, the radishes left behind can get bigger and bigger. And then make sure to keep the soil well moist at all times. Don't let them dry out because that can lead to radishes turning a bit hard and untasteful. Don't need much in the way of feeding as long as it's fresh or decent compost in the soil. They aren't in the ground for all that long. And what some people actually do is they'll sow carrots and then sow radishes alongside the carrots. That way, that when all the radishes are out, the carrots should start germinating and it gives them an idea to see where they are. As I said, they're very, very quick one to grow, these radishes. They do swell up pretty quickly. In fact, I've started harvesting a few radishes a couple of weeks ago, and they are swelling up as we harvest more and more of them. So do keep a close eye on them, thin them out, and that should be good. And keep them well watered at all times. Very, very, very important, that one. Now, they do prefer cooler temperatures. It's always worth remembering that. So if you're growing these in the middle of summer, you may have to shade them out or cover them just to protect them from the hot sun. And as always, just make sure you harvest them as soon as they are ready so that they don't become woody if they are left in the ground for too long. Let me know how you get on with them. As I said, radishes are, I think, delicious when they are homegrown. Now that's it for today's episode of the Sunday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a great week. Don't forget to join us on the podcast tomorrow for tips and tricks on seed sowing sort of thing, as well as more on our own grown vegetables. So for now, please take care.